Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Hump Day on Wednesday. Trump train all the way through November. How many days we got left, Charlie? Like 18 or 20 days? I don't know. I should keep track. I should like have a countdown now, but we all know it's coming up close. 20 days. Okay, so there we go. 20 days.
Nice.
Yeah. Greg Bloom with me today, by the way, Barber's Foods. He's going to be with me all day. He's going to be with me all 3 hours. So we appreciate Greg taking time out of his day to join us. Dr. Julie Marchio will join us here in just a little bit as well. So hang on to your hats. We got a lot going on. And again, you've made it halfway through the week. Impossible question. Yesterday's impossible question was, and I think we said teacher was our answer yesterday, Charlie. 87% of parents say their children look up to this person. The answer is their coach.
Mm. Coach.
Coach. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So their coach. So, by the way, good answer. Because yesterday, Andy and I both looked at each other and said, teacher, I know. I was one of those kids that I hated school. I didn't look up to my teacher.
I wasn't in sports, so I never really had a coach I looked up to, but I did have a couple teachers I looked up to. So
there you
go. Guess depends if you're in sports or not.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The hint is food trucks. Okay, so we're talking food, health, wellness, all that.
Greg, I like Greg the category.
Greg from Barber's Foods with us. So 4% of people born and live in Maine have never eaten this. So 4%, not a big population, but 4% of the people born and now live in Maine, born and raised in Maine, have never eaten this. What is it? Hint is a food truck.
Mexican food.
I was going to say tacos.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Mexican food or tacos. It's too far north.
Charlie's saying what?
Oysters.
Well, if they live in Maine, they've eaten oysters. Oh, true. Only four. But that has a. Is there oyster food trucks? Probably not. Oh, maybe in Maine, Charlie.
Well, what's
says.
Not going that far north? You got to think about it. Food trucks. What's not going up there? Certainly, everything I can think of on a food truck, except for maybe Mexican food.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Mexican food is. Well, I mean, and just a side note, we have great Mexican food in Colorado. I was born and raised with Mexican food, but I can't. I really can't tell you how many people I've met over the years that came to Colorado from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, Maine, Minnesota, places like that, where Mexican food for them was, you know, Wisconsin. Mexican food was this obscure thing they didn't know much about because they never had it growing up.
Right.
Here, we grew up with Mexican food.
Yeah. If you go east of the Mississippi, you'll find half the country has never tried green chili. They don't know what that is.
Well, okay, so we're going to say Mexican food.
Okay, Mexican food.
Mexican food. Because that kind of if tomorrow comes back and it's tacos, we're gonna say we won.
We hit it.
Yeah.
We hit it.
We say we got that done either way. All right, we'll come back, talk to Dr. Julie. We got several things we're going to talk about today when it comes to inflammation, which, by the way, certain foods in certain individuals can cause inflammation along with other things that are in our environment. We'll talk about that. And then at 3:30, we've got a very special guest joining us. Greg can talk about that. We've got the folks from Beeler's, which is where our pork and bacon comes
from. That's right. We have the
we just had some.
We just had some Beeler's bacon. We have two, maybe three members of the Beeler's family calling in.
So, good stuff. So yeah. We'll learn a little bit about pork today.
Save all your pork questions.
That's right. We'll be coming up at 3:30. We'll bring them the bacon.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, which I think Michael's in there eating some bacon about now.
He's got his mouth full of bacon.
Because he was here, 2:30 to 3 and then headed on into the kitchen. Right.
There's a lot of bacon.
I think he's having some bacon. So anyways, if you need anything done with your estate, which, by the way, you need done. In fact, my son Richard and I were just talking about his a moment ago, and Michael Bailey came up as well. So anything you need when it comes to your estate planning, talk to Michael today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next. And really, speaking of good guys, we were down in Colorado Springs this last weekend at the Novus Auto Glass location there. They're just really good, solid guys. And much like I've had on Drive Radio for all those years where we've had all the different auto shops in town together doing that program, Novus Auto Glass has been very involved in what we do here on Rush to Reason and Drive Radio as well. And again, just a great bunch of guys. They want to make sure that they take care of your vehicle properly, all of your vision needs, from auto glass to your headlamps, you name it, they can take care of you. And don't forget about calibrations when it comes to all of those things that are on your new modern vehicle that make it work properly, lane keep assist, lane departure warning, things like that. They can calibrate all of that at the time of your windshield installation as well. Find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and it's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Lauren Boebert, candidate for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, believes in the American idea. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Lauren will share what she is hearing on the campaign trail. Roger Hayes, owner and operator of Premier Employer Services, will explain how the family, which is Prop 188, the payroll tax increase for family and medical leave, actually hurts everyday hardworking people instead of helping them. Plus, Douglas County Commissioner candidate George Teal will update us on the latest with Tri-County Health. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods with us today as well. Dr. Julie Marchio should be joining us here momentarily. And just real quick, as a side note, we'll talk about this a little bit later in the program. John Tig-Tegan, who was one of the organizers of these events that we had this past weekend on the conservative side, Facebook, which of course owns Instagram as well, disabled his accounts, which I think is absolutely wrong. But again, one of those things we'll come back and talk about once we're done with health and wellness. So,
hogwash. It's hogwash.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of nonsense. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
How are you all?
We are doing very, very well. Great. Greg Bloom is with me again from Barber's Foods, so we've got some good things going on there. Going to teach people all the differences in the meat products and things that he has to offer. But let's talk about inflammation with you. And there's four things that cause it. What are they?
well.
Or is there more than four?
There's more than four. And so, I mean, there's, you know, what we talk about mostly is food. So
right.
It's interesting. I think the last time that we were on together, we were also talking about foods and how, especially when we're doing our HCG weight loss program, which has been so popular, and a lot of people will want to do it now because going into the holidays, they kind of want to be exactly where they're at and fit into all their slinky dresses so they can wear them on Zoom
right.
alone. At
yeah, there you go.
But how much inflammation is caused by food? I mean, we had a patient who started a detox who was having migraine headaches, and for a while, her migraine headaches actually got worse during the detox because we're just not aware often how much synthetic ingredients in foods, how much hormones, pesticides, or if we're just continually eating the wrong foods, how much inflammation it's causing, which can be migraine headaches, it can be weight gain, it can be fatigue, it can be joint pain. And so picking, eating, choosing, cooking healthy foods, which a lot of people don't even know what that means, makes a huge difference.
No, so, it sure does. No, in along the lines of what you just talked about, I just know, you know, personally speaking, and, you know, we've talked about this a lot, but I think, again, this is one of those topics that, you know, the more we talk about it, the more people will start to get it, but it takes a very long time to get people to really understand the things environmentally, not just what they digest, but environmentally even, what can cause inflammation and just not make them feel well.
Right. And in so many different areas, from joint pain to stomach pain to headaches, and it can just be so varied and feel like everything's wrong in the system and they don't know where to start, that starting with good food, and even sometimes it's a simple thing. Like, we had a patient on our HCG weight loss today, and it's a very specific set of food because sometimes we need to calm the system down, get all the inflammation out, and then start over. And they were eating a higher glycemic fruit, a fruit that had more sugar content, and literally not losing weight on it. And so following or having a guide, like somebody that's working with you that can evidence where some of these inflammatory processes are starting, is really important, because doing it on one's own can sometimes feel overwhelming, and then patients quit because they get so frustrated.
Sure. Yeah, no, I could see that. It just, first of all, they don't know in some cases what may have even caused it. And this is where, you know, having a coach, if you would, that's literally what this becomes. You end up with a coach that can help you through this. And I also know, Dr. Julie, that one thing that, at least for me personally, to really track and know what you're doing and what may be even causing some of those things, you literally have to food journal and know exactly everything you're eating to even pinpoint it.
And even that sometimes gets super complicated because it's not just food journaling, but it's knowing how often to reincorporate food. Because just food journaling, a food can have a sensitivity anywhere from 15 minutes to 3 days after you eat it.
Wow.
So food journaling sometimes just becomes an even more confusing process because it feels like it's every food instead of really having look at
sure.
what food.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. So in those cases where, I mean, I understand, you know, I've been through it. I know how you do the detox and get everybody on the right foot and so on. And again, that's, to me, that's where you really need somebody to coach you to help you through this, because otherwise you just kind of be all over the map. Folks that are listening, though, Dr. Julie, I mean, I think the majority of people probably have some sort of inflammation. They don't even know that they've got it. What are some leading indicators that they need to come see you because of inflammation?
I would say fatigue, achiness in the morning, joint pain, stomach aches, headaches. All of those things, believe it or not, are inflammation or can be the result of an inflammatory process in the system.
Okay. Makes total sense. Now, are there things that, you know, again, we're full – as a society of every, you know, Greg and I were even talking about this before we, you know, got here today. I mean, there's every form of advertisement known to mankind that's coming at us. Everything from, you know, food to weight loss to exercise to what car to buy. I mean, literally, it's across the board, Dr. Julie. And yet it seems like there's this, you know, anytime you turn on any kind of an advertisement, Facebook, you name it, you know, if you're talking, now that I'm talking about food, I'll get these later in the day because that's just how this process works. But, you know, you're going to get some sort of an ad that talks about taking this magic pill and it will eliminate all your woes. But the reality is there's no such thing.
Well, and it's the advertising that you mentioned is so interesting. Just this morning I was watching on Netflix, there's a show out called Social Dilemma.
Yes, I've not watched it, but I've had numerous listeners tell me I need to, and I will stop and do that. So, yes, familiar with it. I've watched a little bit of the, you know, kind of the precursor to it. I need to watch the whole thing.
I mean, it was enlightening for how well patients are targeted. And so if you're not Googling something healthy and you're Googling candy bars, there is an algorithm that will then present to you more and more and more of those types of foods. So now, even if you're trying to do a good job,
yeah,
and you think you're doing right, you might get all natural chocolate bar. Well, that's great. But if you're trying to avoid chocolate, that's probably not going to help. And yet you've been inundated with 50 times today. The social media is very fascinating for how it's working with our minds, from politics to food,
yep,
to anxieties. I mean, across the board, taking a social media break would probably do us all.
I was just going to say, you could almost do a, you know, detox of social media at the same time as you detox your body and get rid of the inflammation and the other nasties that are inside of us. You know, do both at the same time, and you might be surprised at how well you feel at the end of a couple of weeks' time.
Right. In the world of food marketing, you know, they all are aggressively promoting the positive attributes of their food. But, you know, you have to think about what the negative attributes are, too. And Dr. Jill, I have a question. Are there certain groups of foods or certain foods that you find are like common denominators that cause inflammation that are just triggers for a lot of people?
There are. And I hate to run these foods under the bus because there's a lot of great qualities in them.
Mm-hmm.
But gluten generally causes a lot of patients' inflammatory processes.
Right.
But if we were storing it in a silo forever and we were bringing it from the field, it has a ton of B vitamins. There's a ton of things in it that could be incredible. I mean, if the cows were eating grass versus something that had been stored in a silo, that's a different kind of meat,
mm-hmm,
right? And it's
right,
a different, yep, kind of meat for us too. And so it's usually gluten and dairy because they're processed the most.
Mm.
And so we would get dairy from a farm when we were doing dairy, when my kids really wanted it and craved it and felt like that's what their bones and nutrition system needed. But that dairy from the cow has all the enzymes. It's not processed. It's got all the bacteria that you have to learn how to fight or either use. And I just think we're over-processed.
Mm. I hear you. And by the way, Greg, great question.
Because,
Dr. Julie, I know it depends upon, you know, the person, their body makeup, and so on. I mean, some people can eat certain foods and not have any issues, while the next person in line can eat the exact same things and have huge issues. So I do get the fact that it is, you know, per person different. But I'm with you and Greg both. You know, there are certain things where we just know. You know, in the wheat products being one of them. I mean, unless you're buying whole grains, and even then, you don't know exactly what you're getting at times. But the way we process things today, because folks would say, well, we've had gluten forever. Well, yeah, we have. But the things that you're eating today in your bread are not the same things you were eating 100 years ago, and especially 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's different bread. I agree. Right.
100%. Yeah.
It's not one and the same. So, you know, so for folks to come along and say, we've been eating wheat for years. Well, yeah, we have. You know, we've been eating a lot of things for years. We also, back in the day, ate non-pasteurized milk and for some odd reason got by with it just fine. But in today's world, that's not the way it is.
Well, in today's world, we need that bread to last 2 or 3 weeks on the shelf.
Before it even hits it, before it even hits the, right, the, you know, the counter in your home.
Right.
Yeah.
I swear we bought it a month ago, and it's supposed to be this all-natural bread. And so I bought it, and we never ate it. And I'm like, well, I should probably throw this away. It's moldy. I mean, this thing did not have any mold on it. And yep. I thought, if this has been my counter for a month.
Yeah, if it's been there, if it's bread not in the refrigerator that's been sitting for a month and it's still good, it's got some preservatives in it. That's let's just say it. That.
And my house is going to the chicken coop. My chickens love bread. Yeah.
Well, but you know, but you bring a great point though, Dr. Julie, because again, there's all these products, and we're going to talk a little bit more in the program about the different meat products and things that are out there as well, because there's a lot of products that are out there that we think, you know, we look at and we think, oh, healthy, you know, because it might even say so on the package, but you've got to look deeper than that to really know, is it in fact healthy for us?
Exactly. Well, and I want to learn about meats because I definitely need you to send me how to order, or I'll write it down
okay.
because we are low in our meat stock. And
okay.
that's, you come in and I ask patients, you know, what are you eating? Do you eat meat? And they're almost embarrassed. They kind of say yes with this embarrassment. I'm like, no. We eat a ton of meat. Like, it has iron and B vitamins and carnitine. It's such a sad state that meat has gotten the reputation recently, or maybe mostly in Colorado, because it's so full of amino acids and nutrients and so many things that our human body, at least in my opinion, needs.
No, you're right. I mean, there's a problem. There's a problem nationally right now, Dr. Julie, that the marketers of the plant-based proteins, the fake meats, I mean, God bless them, they've come out with a product that some people want. So great, food choice. We love food choice. But the big two have really demonized meats and throw rocks at the meat industry and say some untrue things about meats, especially about how much global warming comes from a cow. And I tell people, if you're worried about global warming, the issue probably isn't the cow or the milk or the beef you're eating. You know, look at the car. I mean, look at just what the EPA says.
Look at that cardboard box that just showed up from Amazon.
Yeah, delivering one package, one envelope. Then 2 hours.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I could go 3 hours on this one.
So there's a lot of people that now hang their head when they, right. I eat meat. Yes, I do, because they feel guilted into it. But it shouldn't be that way.
Well, and part of what we're going to talk about in the second half, Dr. Julie, is some of what we're talking about with meat, and it's just like anything else, just like the bread that you talked about a moment ago. There is big differences in meat, and I've learned a lot even in the past 6-8 months. You know, where does the meat come from? What ranch did it start off at? How did it get processed? How soon did it make it to my table? I mean, there's a lot of things that way that I think a lot of us just take for granted. And I think, and one of the things that I talked to Greg today about when it comes to even us talking about Barber's Foods and moving forward and so on, I think as, you know, good Christians and good conservatives, Dr. Julie, I think it's paramount that we as individuals really look hard at where these food sources are, where are they coming from, and where are we spending our money. I think that's the thing that we need to do as good stewards of what God's given to us.
I agree. And the thing that you just said about how are we spending our money, sure, maybe this higher end meat may have a different price point than something else that's out there, but we spend the majority of our money in our family on higher quality products because it's our body, for heaven's sake.
Right.
And so we have gotten away from, or it's become so accessible to buy subpar products because they're cheap.
Yep.
That we realize we're hurting our body in the long run, and you're going to spend a lot more on medical bills or obesity or diabetes than if you just put your extra money or budgeted for better food.
Yeah, well, one thing people don't realize, but I'm a food industry insider, I've been selling meat to retailers for over 2 decades, is that food retailers drive down costs. They force producers to drive down their costs. So something's got to give. When you're forced to drive down your costs on producing good quality food, then you have to cut corners.
Right.
And that's what's happened over the last 3 decades. And none of us raise our own food anymore. Not too many of us do. So we're just at the mercy of the big machine.
Well, and I want to close with this, Dr. Julie. The funny thing is, the same individuals that will complain about the price of a, you know, pack of hamburger or steak or chicken or whatever will still go down the rest of the aisles and fill up on, you know, pretzels, chips, donuts, and other things that they probably don't need either, but won't spend the extra, you know, 50 or 90 cents, whatever it is, a pound to buy the higher quality stuff when they go and buy their protein.
Well said. Yep. Happens every day.
Inflammation. That's where all that inflammation is coming from. So then you have to go buy something at the store for inflammation.
Correct.
Whereas if you just spend your money on a good food
there
product,
you go.
You might not.
Well said. Well said. All right, Dr. Julie Marchio, Ascent Health Center. We always appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Dr. Julie. I'll see you soon.
Have a great week, and we'll get Greg over to you. We'll make that happen. Ascent Health Center, by the way, Dr. Julie Marchio, 303-343-8800 or ascenthealthcenter.com.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods with us today. We just had Dr. Julie Marchio on, and we're going to continue to talk about food. So, Greg, do you want to introduce our next guest?
Yes, thank you. I have on the line the Beeler family, specifically Tim, Katie, and Nisa Beeler.
Awesome, which is where all of our pork that you deliver comes from.
Yep, the only pork we sell is Beeler's pork from the Beeler's pork family, started way back in 1846 by, I guess, is it Grandpa Fred, or I guess it would be Great-Grandpa Fred. Which is it, Tim?
It's our great-great-grandpa Fred.
Oh, great-great-grandpa Fred.
Great-great-grandpa, okay.
Yep.
So
America.
So you guys have been dealing with pork for a very long time.
As long as we can remember, ever since the day we were born.
Unbelievable. Okay, so...
And I'm old, so that's been a long time.
yeah, I know the feeling. Okay, so question I guess I have to start with, where are you guys located?
Our original family farm is in southern Iowa, about 30 miles southwest of Des Moines, Iowa. And that's where we settled. That's where my generation, the fifth generation of Beelers, was raised. And my brothers and I one day were sitting out deciding, we were raising a lot of pigs. We said, there's got to be a better way of marketing. So we got into the niche business back in 1987. That's when we went all antibiotic free. Over the years, we went to Europe and looked at some farms, came home, tore that farm down, and moved our farms up to northwest Iowa, up around Lamar's, because that's where the harvest plants are. So it makes it much more pig-friendly, only 30-minute ride to the slaughter plant. So that's we're still from southern Iowa, but all the farms are up in northwest Iowa.
Okay, makes total sense. Sure. So I guess, Nisa, what is your role at Beeler's? What do you do there?
I do a little bit of everything. Okay. I do some sales, concentrated here in the Midwest. I handle some Iowa-based accounts. Then I help with HR. I help with IT.
Okay.
You name it, and I've done it.
Okay. All right. And Katie, what is your role with Beeler's?
So I just started with our family company in January, so I'm doing a little bit of marketing, some of our social media and website, things like that. And I'm also... my dad, Dennis, is with the company. I'm also helping him with some of our inventory and order management.
Gotcha.
Order management pieces.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, my question to you is, from everything I can tell so far, this is a family business that's going to continue in the family because that's what I just heard a moment ago, correct?
Absolutely. As long as I'm alive, it'll be family-owned and operated.
That is awesome. Okay, so... I don't care which one of you, Tim, Katie, Nisa, probably Tim, you. What is the biggest misconception the public has about pork, pigs, and how your industry works?
That is a very, very good question. And I would say the biggest misconception consumers have today not only for pig farmers, but for every livestock farmer. For some reason, they think we abuse animals.
Okay.
And every single farmer who's raising animals is raising those animals for their livelihood. And I don't care who you're raising, pigs, cattle, lambs, sheep, chickens for, that is just not so. Farmers do not abuse animals. We are proud of the care that we take of our animals. That's our livelihood. Why would we do anything to mess it up? Plus the fact, you know what? We serve all that protein to our own families.
Mm. Well said. Well said. No, I appreciate that. Okay, so one of the things I've learned from Greg as well, and Nisa, maybe you can answer this, is that, and I didn't know this, but there's different breeds of pigs. In fact, in some cases, you may not even know what that breed of pig is because of the things that have happened over the years through that breeding process. What kind of pigs do you guys breed? And, you know, so when I eat your bacon, what am I eating?
Yeah, absolutely. So we raise a heritage Duroc pig, and heritage breeds just references old breeds of pigs, and there are several of those. We have selected the Duroc because we believe that it has a higher meat quality for the consumer. So it has a higher level of fat, which most people would associate fat as being a bad thing. Today, we believe that fat is okay for you to eat, and it actually brings flavor to the meat. And in addition to that, our pigs have a high pH. So what that means is it's going to retain some of the moisture when you're cooking it. It's going to be a difficult pork to dry out. Now, it can be done, so we're not saying you can cook it forever.
Okay.
But it is going to be juicier. A lot of people have heard that slogan, pork the other white meat. And what happened was pig farmers got their breeds too lean in the 80s, and that bred all that fat out. And so the flavor was a dry, kind of tough pork.
And I think even to this day, you can still, at least for me, I can still experience that depending upon where you buy your pork.
Yeah, and most restaurants over the last 20 years have taken pork chops off the menu because people don't like them. Yeah. So
because they're so dry, because you can't make them good.
Yeah, even if you cover them in whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Hey, tell us, Tim, a little bit about, for the listeners, a little bit about pig production. Like, how old are the animals when they're slaughtered?
Yeah,
and
great
question. How do you slaughter them? I mean, people want to know the particulars now, and I'd like you to just share that from a pork producer side.
Okay, well, we because we do not use antibiotics of any kind, a never-ever program, we do not use any growth promotants, we do not do anything artificially, we let the pigs grow at their own natural rate. So that takes, it takes a pig anywhere from a half of a month to a full month longer to reach market weight under our system than the conventional type pigs.
Okay.
So our pigs are normally, they're about close to 6.5 months old when they're harvested. And our target weight is about 285 pounds. We have found that's the ideal weight when it comes to carcass quality. You go over that, which we have because of the virus here lately.
Yes.
But you go over it, then your cost of production just gets higher without much return. So we try to market around 285.
In other words, what you're telling me, Tim, is at that point the pig is eating, not gaining weight, which means when you go to sell, all you're really doing is maintaining the weight of that particular inventory. Let's just call it what it is. You're maintaining the inventory. You're not increasing the value of the inventory.
That's correct, because his consumption goes up so high that he's eating more than he's putting on in the day.
Gotcha. That's sort of like teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Sorry, but it kind of is. I've raised a lot of kids, and I love kids, so I didn't mean to say that in a derogatory way. But you know, I think most people can associate what we mean by that. That's a pretty common knowledge anyway. So walk me through, Tim, when. You know, I know the market has changed because of COVID and all that, but now that things are kind of settling back down a little bit, when that pig is ready to go to harvest, does somebody come and pick that pig up and take it to market? Do you take it to market? Do you have your own trucks? How does that part work?
We have several different finishing farms where the pigs are taken to reach finishing weight.
Okay.
Those farms are all managed by family farmers outside of our family. We lease the facilities from them. We put the pigs in there, and then we let them take care of them. So then, of course, with today's technology, everything's computerized, and the computer can tell us pigs in barn A should be market weight. Well, you know, you don't always want to believe the computer. So we have a production specialist who will go out to that barn and look and see, because especially during this COVID deal, we did some things intentionally to slow the pigs down a little bit so that we would not have to sacrifice any.
Gotcha.
So it's based upon a computer model, but there's nothing better than the human eye. So our person will go out and say, yep, the computer's right there at 285, or you know what? The computer's wrong. This group of pigs only weighs 260, or maybe they weigh 320. So you still have to rely upon the human. And then we have trucks that will go out there. We harvest every Monday morning. So the trucks will pick the pigs up and take them to the harvest plant.
Okay. I should know this answer. And if I'm saying something I shouldn't, Anissa, answer this for me. Does every part of the pig get used, and you know, during the harvest part of it, or is there anything that's left over that you know goes to other places outside of the food industry?
Absolutely. So we try to sell every part and piece on the animal, but as we know, there are some things that people don't want to use in the food industry. There are parts that aren't used as much, so
yeah. My grandmother back in the day used to eat pig's feet, which I never could understand that part of it.
Pickled pig's feet.
Yeah, that one I've never understood that one. I'll eat about anything, but I've never gone that direction.
Absolutely. So, and we still have customers that buy those things, and there are still many customers out there that grew up eating these things that are excited to continue that tradition. So we do try to utilize every part on the pig. However, it's unreasonable to assume that that will happen week after week. So we have some contracts with different entities that will take the parts and pieces and sell them for other things such as dog food. The medical industry sometimes buys different parts and pieces. And so it is. We do try to utilize every part and piece off the animal.
Makes sense.
Hey, Katie, we have been selling Beeler's products for many, many years, and we consistently are told by people that we sell to direct consumers and also some of our retail customers that own small markets that are family-owned that the Beeler's bacon in particular is the best bacon on the marketplace.
Yep.
We want to know.
I'll attest to that.
We want to know the family secret.
Yeah,
we want to know what did great-great-grandpa Fred do, or tell us about why your bacon is so good.
Katie, before you answer, I got to interject there. You know, we could tell you, but then you know what the consequence is.
You got to kill us.
Right.
Yeah. So, we love hearing that. We do hear that from a lot of our customers, too, that, and we put it right on our package, quite possibly the best bacon on the planet.
Yeah, it is. It's not quite possibly. It is the best bacon on the planet.
Yeah, we had some a little bit here ago.
Yeah,
we have some here.
It's the best stuff ever. Let me tell you what. It is great.
Yeah. So a lot of it goes back to we've refined those Duroc genetics like we talked about. So we just have a really our natural pork is just so tasty that we don't have to add a lot of ingredients. Minimal spices are added just to enhance that natural flavor of our products. They're uncured, so we don't use any chemical preservatives, just natural preservatives like sea salt, celery powder. So really it's just good, clean pork that with that natural flavor that we've developed that makes it so good.
And for all of you listening out there in the audience, it is the best bacon you will ever eat. The other thing I've noticed about it too, and I don't care, maybe Nisa, you should talk about this, nitrates. It's either very low or there is none at all. I can't remember from the package. I don't know the difference in the taste, although I can tell you right now that your bacon, and just my own opinion, it's the best bacon I've ever eaten, but it does not have the high salt content that you typically will find in other bacons, and yet it still tastes delicious.
Absolutely. So our bacon is uncured, and uncured basically means that there is no sodium nitrite in that. The government says if you're not going to put any chemical sodium nitrite in it, that it needs to be labeled uncured, and that the only nitrites that are in it are the naturally occurring nitrites in celery powder.
Okay.
So that, like what Katie was saying, is just a good, clean product, no chemicals, and that's what a lot of people can attest to, the no sodium, there's no salt water pumped into the product or anything like that. So you are just tasting pork and minimal ingredients.
It's delicious.
Your really sausage is. And your brats are also very good. And I know you have a lot of options as to what parts of the pig you put into your sausage and your bratwurst. And I don't want you to divulge any family secrets. I was just kidding earlier. But I do would like to know why. What do you put in your sausage and your brats that make them taste so good? Because those things are just addictive.
They are.
Yeah, Katie, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, so our sausages and brats, we just use our picnic trim. So it's not a lot of trim from different parts of the pig or just different fat trimmed off of other parts. We use primarily picnics, which makes a big difference in the flavor of our sausage, as well as some trim to add that fat content into it. But they're primarily from the picnic.
Gotcha. Which is the lower front shoulder, right? Am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
And I might interject there a little bit. We have a very specific meat block. We do not vary that from week to week. Mm. So like Katie indicated, we use boneless picnics and a little bit of trim, and that is the same week after week after week after week. And if a week pops up where we don't have enough of either one of those ingredients, then we just don't make as much because
gotcha.
we will not sacrifice quality.
Gotcha. Good stuff, guys. I'm gonna let you guys go. This is fabulous. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. Very, very informative. I mean, every time Greg comes on, he brings somebody on where I just learn more and more, and it's fascinating. And I just want to say, you know, first of all, thank you. You guys do have, and I'm not saying this just because you're on air with us. I'd say this anyways. You've got the best pork, the best anything I've eaten, from ribs to the bacon to the bratwurst to anything that I've gotten from Barbers that has come from you guys. It's the best I've ever eaten, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you very much, and we certainly appreciate all the support we get from Greg at Barbers. He does a wonderful job for us, and we also sincerely appreciate all the support we get from everyone in the wonderful state of, I should say, from the colorful state of Colorado.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Katie.
Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Lisa.
Appreciate you guys very much. Enjoy your
Thanks,
afternoon.
Guys.
We appreciate it very much. Take care.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. With that, we're going to come back. I got a question that just came in via text message, Greg. They want you to talk about what you guys do for pet food, because you have that as well.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And if you want to have that kitchen redone by the time we get around to Christmas, you need to get that going now. Get with Enchanted Kitchens. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Extreme Auto Repair, right now, yes, you can get Cooper tires. They are at cost plus. There's a $70 rebate at that same time. Also, don't forget a 15% discount if you mention Rush to Reason. Find them at klzradio.com and or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, where you want to be prepared for your future, financially speaking, of course, and that's where Al Smith at Golden Eagle can help you get there. He is a financial planner, or a financial advisor, I should say, and he'll help you with that financial planning. Wealth accumulation versus retirement planning, 303-744-1128, or go to klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Now's the time we have to win over hearts and minds. Look at the two competing images. There's the president with optimism, with hope. He's dancing a little bit. They're losing their minds. And there's Biden. There's Biden on his campaign trail with three people in circles with the oversized mask.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods with us. By the way, if you want to put an order in, remember you can do that, barbersfoods.com. Two pounds, by the way, of free Wagyu ground beef, or ground Wagyu, I should say. With every order, just use beef at checkout. Talk about, though, your pet food.
Yeah, so we have sold pet food, natural, real food. Some pets do okay with kibble. It just depends on the animal. But a lot of dogs, especially large breed dogs, like German Shepherds, mm-hmm. and they don't do well on kibble. So we have sold for a long, long time very affordable pet food. For example, ground chicken. I think the thing we sell the most of, though, is turkey and chicken necks.
Okay.
They're frozen or fresh, and people pick them up, and they normally will repack those into small bags and then feed their dog chicken necks for dinner. And a lot of dogs do a lot better on that. In fact, we have a couple breeders that breed in the state here, and when you buy a puppy from them, you sign a document that you will only feed them a raw, natural, real meat diet. You will not feed them kibble because really? They're so concerned about the dog's health. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, there's actually a lot of options on our website. And if you go to a pet store that specializes in pet food and go to the refrigerated section where they sell product that competes with us, you will spend your kids' college money on
pet food.
Pet food, yeah. But if you buy it from us in bulk, it's actually not that expensive, especially the turkey and the chicken necks or the ground chicken, but even the hearts and the livers. You'll see many of the options we have on our website, but you can also email us. You can find that on our website too, barbersfoods.com, and we have a complete list of the pet food options that we provide, and they're not all on the web. Most of them are, but okay. There's a few others.
All right, so folks, again, go to barbersfoods.com. We'll come right back. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, and buy your new or used vehicle at Purefoy Chevrolet. They'd love to help you out. Doesn't matter what it is, your fleet, you're looking to do some things by the end of the year, they can help you with that. On top of that, the new C8 Corvette, all the new trucks, everything's out at Purefoy Chevrolet, and a great deal on a 2020 Colorado Z71 used truck, by the way, 2,500 miles is all. Ask about that as well. Purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, wrapping up this first hour, Greg Bloom again with us from Barber's Foods. And we had one last text message that came in and says, what are pork rinds?
Chicharrones. Yeah, chicharrones are pork rinds, are fried pork.
Okay.
That like potato chips, but they're not made from potatoes. But they can be made either from the pork skin itself, where they singe the hair off,
yeah,
and then deep fry it, or the layer of fat right underneath the skin.
Gotcha. That,
there's a layer of fat.
So you're just eating pork fat.
Pork fat. It's delicious.
I love pork rinds.
Especially with Tabasco sauce on each piece.
Yes.
Or dip it in green chili.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
I love it.
And good for you.
They're good things. So there you go. Pork rinds. All right. We got another couple hours coming your way. Jennifer Mackin's going to join us. She's been on with us before. We're going to talk about just leadership in business in general, and where are we at with COVID and all that. We'll come back and talk about that. And that's hour number two coming up next. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable is also tonight at 6 o'clock. Myself, Greg Bloom, will be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.